We're doing the laws of reading of the Torah. We're up to the 69th chapter, the Ketush Chanuch Mekor Chaim. The first to read in the Torah is a Kohen, afterwards a Levite, and afterwards a Yisrael. And ordinarily, Kohen's permitted to say, I don't need the honor of benching, for example. He could say, let someone else bench. When it comes to reading the Torah, Chazal didn't want that there should be disarray. Chazal specifically wanted that we maintain this order. So a kohen is not supposed to say, oh, the chief rabbi is here, let him have the aliyah. In ancient times, they did do this. In ancient times, if you had a very big rabbi, so then the rabbi would get the first aliyah. But today, no. Chazal wanted that a person, the kohen should get the first, and then the levi, etc.
Why did they change it to that order? Why did they change it from having a guttel ador, a big rabbi, instead of a kohen?
Chazal wanted there should be peace. And being that we ordinarily have a mitzvah to honor the kohen, and things of holiness to let him be first, so Chazal wanted there should be an order. Things should stay in their order.
If you have two gedolim, then there will be like, makes sense. Which one is such a big rabbi? It's a big rabbi.
What happens if your Kohen is in the middle of reading Shema? He came into Shul late and he's reading Shema. So we don't call him up. Should we wait for him? Or no, we move forward without a Kohen. We call up a Yisrael. What happens if we called him and he's in the middle of reading Shema? So that we discussed earlier. What happens if a Kohen... We have many details which we discussed earlier. If a Kohen had killed someone, if a Kohen doesn't keep Shabbos, if a Kohen married a woman that's a divorcee, if a Kohen isn't careful about not defiling himself, let's say he goes to medical school and he's getting defiled on a daily basis with cadavers. So there we apply the same halachos as we learned in the laws of blessing, Nesiat Kapayim. You guys want to do a quick review of that? Okay. So we said that a Kohen who killed someone, so it depends. If it was an honest-to-goodness mistake, you know, a kid ran out in front of him in the street, so we let him get Kohen. If he was a reckless driver, he drove while intoxicated, he drove beyond the speed limit, we don't let him get any of the honors of Kohen. We don't let him go up to bench. We don't let him get the Ali of Kohen. If he did tshuva, we'll let him back. But he has to really do tshuva. A Kohen who defiles Shabbos, a Kohen who lets his kids go to Christian day camps, a Kohen who does things that are against the faith, so then we don't let him have any of the honors. We won't let him go up for Kohen. We won't let him duchen and bless. A Kohen who married a divorcee, so that's prohibited for Kohen. So then we don't let him go up to the Torah first. We don't let him bless Israel. And of course, his children are halalim, and then they won't have the honors either. Yeah?
If he take a convert or something, you're saying?
That's a good question.
Their kids are okay, but Israel. So then,
I don't know.
If this guy was a convert, theoretically, if he married a divorcee, you'd think it's the same, right? Wouldn't you? Because they're both.
Yeah, not the same.
Right, but that still doesn't mean that it has the same gravity. If you email me, I'll try to look into it. Why should we discuss why? Let's verify what, and then we'll discuss why. Okay, so that's an overview of Kohanim. If there's no Kohen, so we call a Yisrael. We say there's no Kohen, ain't kan Kohen, and that's it. You go in whatever order you want. You call Yisrael whenever you want.
Why don't you go to the lady?
Because once, that's what Chazal say, it palda chavila. If you don't have that order, so you don't have anything. The whole order was set up so that when you have a kohen, a Levi Yisrael, you maintain shalom. If you don't have all three, what?
Isn't it supposed to be like a
Yeah. Was she drinking from the tea?
Yeah.
She drank from the tea?
No. That's right.
Get out of here.